Hi everyone and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss whether or not COP27 was a success. But before I get into that, I'll kind of define what COP27 is. So it's basically the 27th annual Conference of the Parties, which is basically a United Nations climate change conference. So it's been going on since 1992 when the first UN climate agreement happened, and it was called the Earth Summit. And it's basically where governments all across the world come together to create an action plan to tackle various issues like global warming and how to mitigate the risks of climate change. So there were three major topics of this year's summit. The first being climate compensation packages, and this is mainly for underserved populations or regions. The second was tackling climate-induced natural disasters, and the third was transitioning to a net zero economy. So there were a couple of standout points that happened at this year's summit. The first being the fact that they actually reached a loss and damage fund, which is an agreement that they've kind of been pushing back and forth for years now, but they finally agreed to kind of proceed with it. And it's basically a fund that's designed to support developing nations to help them fight climate change, because we know that they are disproportionately affected by climate change. And so this fund would kind of help them mitigate their own risks and help them overcome various obstacles that come with the changing climate. The second is that they kind of reaffirmed their commitment to reducing the global temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And they were also successful in kind of bringing focus to global leaders on the topic of climate change, because there was a ton of global leaders that attended this year. So it was nice to see kind of them being brought into the topic of climate change. However, there are some problems that I saw with this conference. The first is that they didn't really set any sort of realistic way to implement their plans and their goals. For example, like with the fund, there's no real process to kind of indicate where this money would come from, how exactly the fund would be set up, who it would go to, nothing of the sort. So it was left very open-ended. And they didn't really reach any sort of agreement to phase out the use of fossil fuels, which is kind of what our economy is dependent on. And that's one of the biggest issues that we face as a society today, and the one that's causing the most significant amount of damage. So I felt like there could have been a lot more talk about, not even just talk, but also plans to kind of phase it out all over the world. And there just wasn't any of that. So was it a success? I mean, in part it was. Like, I think, for example, the damage fund was a huge step in the right direction, but I think there is still a ton of work to be done. And like, I think that we need to start ramping up our efforts and being more action-based as opposed to kind of talking about these issues. Yeah, so thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next time. And just a reminder, I am a little someone trying to make a big difference.